One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey everyone, welcome to an episode of Midwest Married, and today Amy picked the topic that we're going to be talking about, probably because it is oftentimes a point of contention, maybe?
A little bit.
Between us?
A little bit. Maybe I think we have differing ideas.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. So, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are spilling the tea about screen time. And not necessarily just screen time in parenting, but although that's usually where we, I think, disagree the most, but screen time just in life and in relationships with your partner, with your family, etc. I think it's kind of turned into a really big deal these days.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we start off? You went out.
Hold on.
Oh.
We have to pause. I'm Amy.
And I'm Matt.
And thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Midwest Married. I know we're just starting this off and getting our dipping our toes in the water. So we really appreciate you showing up and being here with us today for our episode.
All right.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
So why don't we start off with a Reddit story that is a little bit about screen time with family and with kids and parenting.
Okay.
So it has a little bit of both. Okay. Would I be the asshole for not following in-law screen time rule meant for children over the holiday?
Go on.
I'm going to see in-laws for Thanksgiving. Our relationship isn't great, but it's civil and we don't hate. I'm just a shy, gay city mouse and they're loud, conservative country people. Nevertheless, my wife and I love our niece and nephews, but my mother-in-law and sister-in-law want to set down a really silly rule for all the adults attending as well, because the kids are obsessed with any and all screens and devices. Basically, no one is allowed to use any type of electronic device, other than cell phones for communication, the entire time any of us are around any of the kids for the entire long weekend. Because what's going on?
The TV just turned on randomly.
Oh, we have a ghost. Click. Speaking of screen time.
That's weird.
That was weird. I don't know. Okay. Basically, no one is allowed to use any type of electronic device other than cell phones for communication the entire time any of us are around any of the kids for the entire long weekend. Because seeing someone else, even an adult, use something like that will make them bug and beg their families for more screen time. And apparently, they'll generally be insufferable. The ones old enough to do this, 5 and up, are, I feel, old enough to understand that grown-ups do things differently and that life isn't fair. To be clear, I don't plan to be putting my head in my laptop or switch the entire weekend, but I may need to work remotely on Friday, and I'm an introvert with some anxiety. So sometimes at big gatherings, I will occasionally zone out with my phone, etc. Or, you know, it's not perfect, but possibly less rude than leaving or being irritable because it's too noisy. My in-laws like to spend all time together on holidays, so it's not a matter of just abstaining for 2 to 3 hours. I also feel like this is an issue with parenting and teaching children. I'm willing to cut down on my use with them around, but this feels like punishing the whole family because the parents don't want to deal with this issue with their kids. They won't die if I play Animal Crossing while the turkey cooks. Will I be the asshole for having screen time in front of the kids and letting the chips fall where they may? Am I the asshole?
I might have missed it, but did we learn OP's age?
No, but my guess from the sound of it, they have nieces and nephews, so in their...
They're older, probably in their 20s.
Upper 20s or 30s is my guess. Right. Yeah.
No, I don't think you're the asshole, but grow up, Peter Pan. I think that if you have to work, that should just be accepted.
Like that
you
should, can absolutely.
Get on a computer and go to a kitchen table and do your work. It's work. It's not, you're not sitting there playing Switch or Animal Crossing on right. the Switch, which I think is, I don't know, you're an adult. You should be able to put your phone away for a day. And I'm not sure, like, it sounds like they're there for multiple days, it sounds like.
For an entire weekend with the in-laws.
So, and then on the other hand, like, the in-laws also need to recognize, like, hey, there's a time for, like, downtime where the kids should be able to be like, hey, you know what? Go and watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty or Frozen or a Disney movie. And, hey, you can, like, this is the time that we can all, like, have our downtime. But it's only a couple days. I don't know how often this person sees their in-laws. So it all seems silly to me across the board.
What about just the whole anxiety part of it? Like, you don't feel totally comfortable at your in-laws. You still want to put on, you know, a good impression with them. Even if you've been together with your wife for a long time, sometimes it's just a little uncomfortable or a little awkward just because you come from two different places. And having that outlet, I guess, just to play devil's advocate a little bit here, can be kind of an escape without physically escaping. Like, you can check out for a little while and then kind of come back without having to physically leave. What about that part? Because I feel like they brought that up.
Yeah, I don't know. I like, all the more reason to, like, impress and put on a show, I guess. At least that's what I would do. Like,
whew, that sounds stressful.
Go take a break. Go take a nap.
Okay.
Hey, run to the store. Sit in the parking lot. I'm not sure. Like, I know they're in the country.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what that looks like. Country for us is like, okay, we're at the mall in 10 minutes.
Right.
But still.
There are other ways to take a break.
Go and
is
take
what
a nap.
Saying.
Or, okay. Yeah, go for a walk in the cornfield or woods or whatever it might be.
All right.
Like, there's got to be a way.
Let's read some of the comments.
And maybe this person's addicted to screen time.
I don't know.
Like, Animal Crossing, great game, I'm sure, for kids, but I don't know. Seems odd. Somebody out there should enlighten us on Animal Crossing. I just bought a Switch, so good for 4 to 6 year olds?
I don't know. All right. So, top comment. Not the asshole. It's their house and they get to set the rules, but it's also fair to you not to stay somewhere that's going to cause you a great deal of anxiety. I'd get a hotel and visit Boom. Them daily.
Yeah, I thought of that too. And then I was like, well, country, I don't know. Have you ever seen Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore?
I don't remember it.
I'm dating us. All right, anyways. Pauly Shore just ends up in the middle of nowhere, South Dakota, I don't know, some town, country farm, and it, you know, doesn't have anywhere else to stay. That's where he goes.
So then you have to. There's no option.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Okay, another comment. Their house, their rules. Even if it's just for the holidays, if you really need some downtime or work time, perhaps you should leave the house for a while. I used to find a coffee shop with Wi-Fi when I couldn't get time on my own whenever I was wherever I was staying. If your family has a problem with this, explain that their rules about devices for the weekend mean you'll be leaving the house when you need to do work or just decompress. And they say, I get it. I'm also an introvert who needs time to hide every single day. Like that's how introverts recharge. They need that time. You're a little bit more of an extrovert who gains that energy from like being around other people.
It's true.
But literally other people need that time away in order to recharge.
Okay.
And then they find each other and they get married.
So I've talked a lot thus far. What are your thoughts on the matter of, for this individual?
I like the thought of getting away and finding some other way to decompress. So I like the coffee shop idea. I like the hotel idea if those are possible. I agree though that there should be some expectations for those kids that just because somebody else is on their phone doesn't mean that they get to whine and complain about, or like that they automatically get to be on their phone or their screen or their tablet, because you can't control everybody in the world, right? And once you get to a certain age, they should be able to regulate some of those emotions. What that age is, I'd have to look that up because I think we did look that up.
We did. It was
wasn't
five.
It like six? Yeah, five. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So starting around age five, they can start to regulate their own emotions.
And these kids have parents. Like, those parents can step in and be like, hey, Johnny, Lizzie, no, you're not watching screens. Come on, let's go. We'll go play in game. Let's go do a puzzle. Right. Let's go and do Legos.
I do think also, though, that it's a nice... it's nice to intentionally spend time together. So without the screen, because I think that the screen can be really distracting and it can really be like a barrier to having good conversations with people, to sitting down and actually talking to people.
I'm sure you have a story ready for us later.
But sometimes it also can spur like, oh, hey, did you see this? Hey, look at this, or look at these photos of my vacation that I took. And it can be a conversation piece too. So I feel like there has to be a little bit of middle ground. Oh, and the overall vote was no assholes here on that one.
I wonder what an older person would think. Different generation.
My guess. No screens whatsoever. Maybe not. My dad has a TV on all the time. Constantly. We've got the kids over there and they're fine playing. And he turns the TV on to be like, hey, watch this show. I'm like, they're fine. They're playing. They're doing their thing. They don't need the TV on. But he's like, but it's Elmo or something. Yeah. Do you notice that too?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So yeah. Maybe not. Maybe I'm being
very
judgmental in that. I don't know. All right. Ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
So this is a parenting one. All right. Am I the asshole?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Ups for screen time. All right. My kid, like a ridiculously high percentage of them, has an insatiable hunger for gaming and watching shows. I have his screen time systematically limited on a daily basis, accounting for weekday and weekends. He gets a warning when his screen is about to lock, and then it locks at his time limit. There is an occasion where he will be knee deep on some level or nearly finished with a show, and he will begin to erupt in emotional agony when the screen locks. My new policy, if time and circumstance permit, is to give him 1 minute per push-up. They don't have to be perfect, but I do make sure he is being all he can be with somewhat correct form. These are completely his choice, and I don't mandate anything. He rages a bit about it, but knocks those bad boys out. Usually 10 to 12, so we're still in the sweet spot for time extension. By the way, he's almost 10 years old. I'm guessing I'll switch to push to pull-ups once he gets too strong. Anyway, am I the asshole here?
No. Like, your kid is 10. You're the adult. Like, you're allowed to set the time that you see fit. And you can stand by that. And, I mean, push-ups for a 10-year-old, I mean, I doubt the kid is really actually doing push-ups, but I don't think 10 push-ups is very hard. So it's not like it's torture. He's torturing the kid. Like, some kids, like on our fishing trips during the summer, like Everett likes to do push-ups and like get strong, right? But I don't know. I just think it's a weird thing. Just stand by what you said. Now, from that kid's perspective, mm-hmm. I also understand being, you know, into video games mm-hmm. when you're on a level and you're close to beating it and it were to like shut off.
Right.
I would be upset. So.
And is there a way always to like pause it?
No, there's not always a way to pause it or save it. Like there's checkpoints and there's save points. And so maybe it's a conversation that dad needs to be like, okay, what are we playing today? What's the expectation? All right, you are going to need 30 minutes of screen time. So let's set it at 30 right off the bat and earn it beforehand. Maybe have your kid clean his room, do the dishes. I don't think it always has to be push-ups. And I thought a phrase that you read in there that mm-hmm. was weird was be all that he can be. I'm like wondering if
that was in quotes.
I'm wondering yeah. if the dad is military.
Could be.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm not above and beyond earning some screen time, like having some boundaries and earning some screen time. One push-up for 1 minute, like 60 push-ups for 60 minutes. I don't know. To me, like that seems like a lot, especially like for a 10-year-old.
Probably.
Yeah. So the world on Reddit thought that he was an asshole. So you are in the minority. You want to hear what they...
I think it's weird. I don't think you're an... I don't know.
Top comment. You're darn. The asshole. Duh.
Well, before you go to the people, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just kind of shared them.
Oh, boy. All right.
I'm not above earning screen time. I'm not totally sure it's the answer. Yeah. It's kind of like dessert, right? Like if you make kids earn it with...
Clean Plate Club.
Right. I hate that. Don't do the Clean Plate Club, please. It's not recommended anymore. Anyway, but if you then they like when they're on their own, all they want to eat is dessert. And like it's like making it much more of a reward in a way.
Sure.
Right. Anyway, I don't know. Top comment. You are the asshole. Duh. The problem with screen time is that it robs children of development through varied activities and exploration. Push-ups just to watch TV are one of the few things worse than screen time. Take your kid to an actual activity. Spend time with them. You're a parent, not a gym coach.
Yeah, I agree. I just think this parent needs a push in the right direction. I agree with that person.
Another comment. It makes physical exertion a means to earn sedentary activities instead of something fun or something required daily, like brushing your teeth. The two aren't related. That's kind of what I was getting to. Like exercise and being active should be something that is fun and enjoyable, and you're making that a punishment for something that they want to do. Like, just like the Clean Plate Club, eating your food shouldn't be like a punishment to get to a reward. Eating your food just should be something that you do to nourish your body, and you should listen to your body cues and stop when you're full, and you know, et cetera. So right. It's not necessarily like teaching how to live a healthy lifestyle in a way by being so regimented about it, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I like that.
This one's funny. you're the asshole. How dare you impose that on your child? Do you not realize he's going to be all uneven? You cannot have a kid with only a big upper body. You have to change it up with some jump squats or something.
Facts.
People are funny. Another comment. Agreed. Another comment. Haha, gotta do them burpees. OP, burpees will be implemented. Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, so OP actually commented?
They did respond to that one. Yeah. And here's a not the asshole vote, though. This is great parenting and is good for his health and future. I would recommend switching to running laps around the yard in the future rather than pull-ups. Cardio is better for health. Well, I mean, no, not really, but... yeah. Okay. So I'm sorry. I was distracted by Reddit, but you asked me a question.
You remember what I asked?
What is the worst thing I've ever done to
our kids so they can earn screen time?
To earn screen time?
Not that it was bad. I was joking.
I mean, but I did have Eloise run around the house a few times once.
Amy.
She liked it. Because it was only one time and it's like not an ongoing rule. And so I said, all right, if you want to watch more screen times, run around the house. You can have however many minutes for a lap or something like that. And then she's like, watch how many laps I can do. Mom, count how many laps. Okay, I did one lap, two, three, four. I think she made it all the way up to 10 laps. And she was like so proud of herself for how many laps she did around the house. So yeah.
Good.
But it's not something that we have done all the time, like that.
Never.
I know. I did it that one time because I was like, all right, let's move your body a little bit because today you haven't moved your body very much at all.
I've made them clean the living room.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They got to pick up all their toys and...
So you don't want cleaning to be a punishment either.
But it is. And it's such a reward for me when it's done.
Oh, that is funny. So... one of the reasons why I brought this up, especially for parenting, was it was pretty recently, at least that in our hospital system, the recommendation has changed from a 2-hour screen limit per day for kids down to a 1-hour screen limit time per day. And I feel like often in our relationship, I'm the one who's harping on, okay, they don't need their screens right now. They don't need to watch TV right now. They need to, you know, put the screens down. Let's get them outside. It's too cold. So let's get them doing something else, right? Yeah. Instead of watching the screens. It kind of drives me crazy a little bit. Whereas I feel like you are a little bit more lenient with your views. Tell me about your views in just overall.
No, I agree. I don't think screen time is super great. But at the same time, when I want to relax, it's the easiest way. Like if I want to watch TV, giving them a screen additionally to like go into like their bedroom, that's the easiest way for me to relax, which probably isn't great. We should probably go for a walk out in the woods, like you said, but sometimes you just need to like relax a little bit.
Yeah, like sometimes for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes or something. But
or an hour, and it's going to be okay at the end of the day. It'll be okay. They're going to live.
But, okay, so here's...
Our kids aren't that bad.
No, they're not. They're great kids. They're wonderful kids.
No, I'm just saying, like, with screens, they're not that bad.
Oh.
So I'm like, if we have one bad day or a couple hours where they watch screens, big deal.
Yes, but it all kind of adds up a little bit, right? Like, okay, maybe then you use the hour of screen time that they're supposed to have versus now I don't have any of that time left over if I need to relax or do some laundry or cook dinner or, you know, something else that needs to be accomplished without them,
Give them 3 hours and we're good. Then everybody gets an hour. Four.
All right. Well, okay. So I looked this up.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To see, okay, what do some experts say, right?
Yep.
And this is from the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. And they said between 18 and 24 months, screen time should be limited to watching educational programming with a caregiver. For children 2 to 5, limit non-educational screen time to about 1 hour per weekday and 3 hours on the weekends. For ages 6 and older, encourage healthy habits and limit activities that include screens.
So if it was educational, we're in the clear.
Well, then it's better, it seems.
Okay.
Which, I mean, we could also do a little bit better job of that too, right?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, but.
Okay. And then, so there's a different stance than from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They respond, it can be tempting to want to set a number of hours on screens that is safe or healthy to guide your family's technology use. Unfortunately, there isn't enough evidence demonstrating a benefit from specific screen time limitation guidelines. For this reason, the American Academy of Pediatrics updated their media use recommendations in 2016. These evidence-based guidelines do not give a set screen time limit that applies to all children and teens, because children and adolescents can have many different kinds of interactions with technology. Rather than setting a guideline for specific time limits on digital media use, we recommend considering the quality of interactions with digital media and not just the quantity or amount of time.
Okay.
It is important to It's important to consider the specific activities that children and teens engage in on social media and to support them in using social media in ways that strengthen their social, emotional, cognitive, and identity development. When it comes to household rules around technology use, there's evidence that rules focusing on content, co-viewing, and communication are associated with better well-being outcomes than rules focused on screen time. So to me, that sounds like be involved in your kids during screen time instead of just letting them.
Fair enough.
Do it.
Yeah, that sounds.
And I mean, I get it. Parenting is exhausting and hard, and you can't do it perfectly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was also looking for like more recent specific articles, it really does seem like the studies are pushing towards lower screen time limits. Like I saw multiple
screens are bad.
I saw multiple studies that were like 1 hour a day, which I think is really hard to limit. I really do.
Yeah.
So
I agree. What's your average screen time?
I don't know.
We're going to look it up at the end of this episode.
I know. It's higher than it should be. It's higher than what I want it to be too. Like I'm definitely not immune to the pull of the screens either.
All right. If anybody wants to know what our screen time is, what Amy, you know, what her hours are.
Take a guess
now and we'll reveal at the end of the episode.
Okay. You can look it up.
All right.
I do have more to say though about kids though.
Clearly.
Okay. So not specifically about young kids, but like adults. Or not adults, sorry, about adolescents and preteens getting into the teenage years. Because just in medicine, what we're seeing is increasing rates of anxiety and depression, especially in teenagers. And the thought is after, and I've had multiple discussions with our clinical psychiatrist at work, and the thought is that kids these days go to school, they have that peer pressure of the social interactions, just, you know, that is accompanied by stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go home, and let's take it back in the day when you and I went to school, like when we were younger, pre-internet era, we went home and we had a break in the evening from that social pressure. We were with our families, we did whatever we did outside or whatever. But if somebody wanted to get in contact with us, they had to like physically risk calling our parents' phone number and talking to our parents. And so it was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
Siblings could be listening on the other line. You know, we definitely, there wasn't the privacy of what screens allow now. So we had that break from that social pressure. Nowadays, kids go home, and because they have social media and screens and so forth, like it's on their Chromebooks, it's on their laptops, it's everywhere, they don't get that separation and that break. They're always connected to their peers. And so there's that no time for that rest and recharge. And so they're feeling like that is the reason behind those increasing rates of anxiety and depression. And there's most likely other factors involved also. But what do we do about that, right? Because, I mean, we live in the current era. We can't go back in time, right? We can't like just turn it off and say it doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So what we recommend is making sure that, especially with your preteens and your teens, that there are some sort of boundaries around the use of their phone and their social media. And you can kind of decide that as a family. There's different ways of doing that. There's doing like setting, okay, we're going to no screens from this time to this time in the evenings. Right? That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is limiting the kinds of social media account that your teens have on their phone. So like, okay, Instagram is fine, but no Snapchat. And then having some other boundaries like, okay, for your charging, that your phone is going to be charged in the kitchen or in the parents' bedroom instead of charging it in the teen's bedroom. Because also, studies are showing that teens sleep less, especially if their phone is in their room, right? Because you get notifications, you can get pinged, or even if your phone is not waking you up, how easy is it to, if you just wake up at night, say you have to use the bathroom or something, then to pick up your phone and to start scrolling mindlessly on your phone, and then, hey, TikTok, all of a sudden, an hour or two has gone by and you're that much more tired in the morning because you got that much less sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Less sleep also is related to increased rates of depression and or worsening depression and anxiety. So definitely thinking about that and being more intentional. And we don't have teenagers yet, but that's definitely my plan is setting up some of those specific boundaries. What do you think about that kind of stuff?
I think you've only been talking about kids. What about, you know, we're adolescence, like, doesn't that also pertain to 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds that are addicted to their phone?
Absolutely. I think that then those 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, we need to like have
listening and, you know, maybe they're struggling with
all those things. We need to have those boundaries and limitations with their phone. I've definitely done that though too. I've definitely noticed with myself, especially with the scrolling through Instagram or Facebook back in the day, especially when that was bigger, playing the comparison game. Like, oh, you know, you see all the beautiful highlights of everybody else on their phone. It's like the keeping up with the Joneses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, I see all the bright, shiny things like vacations and trips and all the wonderful highlights of everybody else's life. And it makes you feel like you're behind. Makes you feel like you're not good enough.
Yeah.
Right? So mm-hmm. like, and comparison is the thief of joy, isn't it? I don't know who said that. Somebody did.
Somebody
smarter than me. But I think it's truly like accurate. Like comparing yourself to others doesn't get you anywhere except feeling sad. So there have been times where I've deleted it off my phone or moved it to my last page on my phone to like look at it less and have tried to do some of those boundaries for myself. Have you ever done anything like that?
No, it's called control.
And you don't have
discipline. So
you don't have it.
No, I have not done that. I haven't found like my phone or social media I don't really go on there and compare unless I'm looking at like hunting videos and fishing videos. I'm like, I got to figure out where this is happening. I need to go and hunt or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But no, never, it never gives me anxiety, anything like that. Or, you know, playing video games. I've never just been like, I'm not playing video games because it's ruining my life.
Well, it doesn't, that's kind of extreme.
Or robbing me of sleep. Or no, I just accept that I'm going to be tired in the morning and push through. But
have you ever just felt like you should, like you've wanted to cool it a little bit? Or like, oh, I've been on my phone a lot. I want to lay off.
Maybe.
How about when your wife is like, hey, you should get off your phone?
It's about the only
time.
And
be with the family.
you're good at calling me out on this. It's good. I will say, I think, and I was going to bring this up later on in this episode, but I think that social media, TikTok, mm-hmm. is a really big one, obviously, mm-hmm. right now, and has been for several years. But yep. social media in general, Instagram, Facebook, even video games, if we're going to look mm-hmm. at it, it is a complete time suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you are not utilizing TikTok for straight up educational purposes and trying to learn things,
yeah.
like you are scrolling mm-hmm. and you are, it's just straight entertainment, but it is a complete waste of time. And it's amazing how quick, if you start scrolling and then mm-hmm. you look at your clock from the time you started and you're like, whoa, 38 minutes went by. Where did that go? Or
right.
holy cow, it's midnight. I need to shut this off and go to bed.
Right.
So clearly it's not the greatest thing for you, but it yeah. is enjoyable.
And there's a lot of positives that come off of it too. People find communities and support groups, and you can use it in really positive ways. You can learn tons of things. Like the amount of like content that you can learn is astronomical. You can learn anything at, like yeah. within seconds. Mm-hmm. You have access to it in your fingertips. Like that right. is, that is crazy. I think back to this is weird. This is funny. When I was in middle school, my family found a baby raccoon in our attic, and we did what you're not supposed to do. And my dad brought it down and he gave it to me. And he's like, hey, you want a baby raccoon? And I was like, sure, I would love a baby raccoon, even though I don't know what to do with it. The internet was not helpful in how to take care of a baby raccoon. I also went to my middle school library to look up a book on how to take care of a baby raccoon. There were no books.
I bet you could find it on TikTok right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
In like
I'm
30
sure.
seconds.
Yeah. Well, I was doing all the wrong things to take care of this little tyke.
Did you kill it?
No. I brought it to my grandma, who was a very smart woman. She used to sit right there because this used to be her house. And she called in the phone book. She looked up a...
vet? Animal control.
No, like an animal, like sanctuary, like... place, whatever. And they told her that you have to rub its tummy with a little Kleenex to allow it to pee.
Hmm.
So she did. It peed. It was a much happier raccoon after that. And then she brought the raccoon to the wildlife people.
The refuge.
The refuge people, yes. And
there you go.
It lived happily ever after that. Right. That little refuge. But the point is, yes, I bet you could find out how to care for a baby raccoon.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Coon very easily nowadays, and I could not find that information when I was in middle school.
There we go. All
so right. many positive things.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Another Am I the Asshole from Asleep Ordinary. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a few months now. Things are going well, but he has a big problem with how much I use my phone. I agree that I do use it a lot, and that scrolling through Reddit or Twitter all day is an addiction. However, there are a lot of useful things that I use my phone for. I have set a morning routine where I listen to a daily news podcast, do the New York Times crossword, and do my Duolingo French lessons. that is.
Duolingo, it's an app. Teaches you another language.
Ah, got it. Mm-hmm. This is the whole routine, and it takes about an hour in the morning. I understand that he wants to talk to me in the mornings, and I end up on my phone. But the routine helps me. I feel much more productive throughout my day because I started off doing something productive. After I'm done with this routine, I agree that using my phone beyond that is harmful, and I need to reduce the amount that I spend on Reddit and Twitter drastically. He says that I should do my routine in the evening or before sleeping. This makes no sense to me because I need to limit my screen time before bed. And also, listening to the previous day's news in the evening or doing the crossword when I'm tired from the day doesn't really seem logical. My boyfriend says that even though I've been admitting for a while that there's a problem, I haven't been working towards fixing it. He says that a big reason for my addiction is that I spend an hour in the morning on my phone. I agree that it might have an effect, but I don't think that changing that to a nightly routine is going to help. So, am I the asshole for continuing my morning routine despite what my boyfriend thinks?
The morning routine doesn't sound all that terrible to me. And it's interesting because he doesn't really seem to have like a problem with the amount of screen time or whatever that she's utilizing. It's just that it's in the morning because his solution is move it to the evening. So, and I understand her point of it being things that like make her more productive and that she enjoys during the day. I wonder if he's just like wanting to have time to connect with her and missing a connection in the morning or something. And maybe if they listen to the podcast together, like, could they do that?
And do the crossword together?
Oh, I don't know. She probably likes to do that on her own.
Well, she can do it.
Let her have her crossword.
Fine.
I mean, maybe if she wants help. Mm-hmm. But hey, practicing French together, I think that sounds nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, be good to have with a partner, right?
So I'm curious if she's going to go on a trip or why she's learning French.
Well, or just to better herself, learn something new. Maybe. I mean, that seems much better than just the waking up, turning on social media and kind of doom scrolling, right? Like, I think it's different. I think that those are productive things. So it's kind of touching into the more positive.
It sounds
impact.
Like they're both morning people.
Oh, what would that be like?
Awful.
Oh, I think it'd be so nice.
No, actually, being a morning person would be great. Waking up early to do these things, if you weren't a morning person, sounds horrendous. But yeah, I think that there's got to be like a happy medium. So if they're both morning people and she's trying to like accomplish these things, but he wants to sit down and have a cup of coffee and chat with you like before you go to work, or
maybe you could sit and chat for 5 minutes before you do
wake up earlier.
There you go. Especially if you're a morning person.
Yeah.
I have a friend who wakes up and goes running at 4 a.m. every morning. 4 to 5 a.m. is when she wakes up. It's amazing.
Mark Wahlberg also wakes up at 4 a.m. every day.
It's amazing.
And works out and does a deal, but
I've tried.
That's insanity.
My body just doesn't.
No, but it is also, I mean, we're up way later than
I don't know.
Some
I also
people.
Like to go to bed early. I need like my 10 hours of sleep. Like, that would be my ideal every single night. I do not get that. But if I could, in a dream world, I would love a good 9.
Yeah, I feel that.
10 hours of sleep. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. It might just be that I'm just always chronically sleep deprived so that when I can actually sleep, then that's how long I sleep for.
Right.
I don't know.
So, and then, yeah, I agree with, like, the nightly thing, like, getting off your phone. Isn't it, like, an hour before bed, like, you shouldn't use your phone because of the blue light, right?
Right.
From your screen. So maybe they take and set that last hour of the evening where they, you know,
maybe
are
that's
together.
A connection time.
Maybe that's the connection time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. She does mention, too, though, that she feels addicted to her phone and scrolling throughout the day and whatnot. So, hey, maybe morning routine is an afternoon routine, like a lunchtime routine. Maybe one or two of those things could be moved to that, too.
Yeah, or I mean, separate it out maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like there's...
Half hour.
There's... like, if she's like, this is what has always worked for me, this is what I truly enjoy, I don't think that she should, like, necessarily have to, like, concrete change it.
Yeah.
But there's probably some flexibility in there. Because also then, the big thing is with screen time is, okay, when you are interacting with your screen, what are you not doing? Right? Like in this case, it feels like she's not connecting with her boyfriend. But for, I mean, that's really part of the big issue with it. Like with, it doesn't matter what age you are, kids, adults, if you're spending so much time on your screen, you know, when is your time to exercise? When is your time to explore your world or to interact with your family? Because it kind of like takes all of your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of times where like one of us, and I think it's happened to both of us, where like mm-hmm. one of us will want to connect, but the other one is already laying in bed scrolling on mm-hmm. TikTok, and then the other one comes to right. bed and you're like, what's your plan?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm just gonna relax and I'm just gonna scroll for hours and
or maybe
and
one of like, us
right, I'm just gonna go to bed.
Is just gonna do 5 more minutes of a video game.
Yeah, because you can't save right away.
Right. And I know See? This. So I mean the other person knows this.
Yeah.
So it's for sure gonna be way more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. So I think there's yeah. definitely times. There's been times in the car where I'm driving and I can't scroll on TikTok and you're on TikTok and I'm like, oh my God, this is so annoying.
Why don't you say something?
It doesn't bother me all the time. And like, I understand like, all right, we're just driving. It's fine. But sometimes I'm like, all right, be present.
You should talk to me.
I would like that.
But sometimes I put it down and then you don't talk to me.
So I didn't know that you want conversation. To. I mean,
oh.
I got to focus on the road.
You know
road.
What we need to do is take a page out of Justin's book and just communicate.
Communicate. There you go. let's see what the people had to say.
Oh, yeah. What did they say?
The admin of this group here for the sleeping uh-huh. department deleted quite a few posts.
Oh.
Apparently, there was, I'll just read it. Christ, this post has only been up for 10 minutes, and already there's comments of red flag, dump his ass. It's ridiculous. You people are toxic as fuck.
Wow.
Apparently, there was a barrage of those type of messages.
Okay.
Yeah. Deleted. Holy cow, black and white judgments here. I legit don't know how anyone can read. I'm addicted to my phone and my boyfriend has asked me to use it less and think the boyfriend is controlling. It's like a Cosmo article in here sometimes. Not the asshole. There's a difference between a specific routine and just scrolling through Twitter for the hell of it. He should understand the difference, and you limiting your scrolling time both is something that you should both definitely do and isn't related to your routine at all. Not the asshole, but an hour is a long time in the morning. So if your boyfriend wants to talk to you, could you incorporate him into your routine?
Hey, there we go.
Maybe do the crossword together. Or maybe chat to him and listen to the podcast on your way to work.
See? There we go.
Or get up half an hour earlier so he sees you on your phone for only half an hour. I'm sure you could work out a compromise that keeps you both happy.
Who is that? That's basically all of everything that we just said, but summed up so much nicer.
Joe Wesch.
Way to go, Joe. Nice job, Joe. Think you're onto something.
So overall, not the asshole. My boyfriend and I had a similar situation with the time that I spent playing video games. I used to play for about 4 hours every night.
Whew.
He started feeling lonely because I spent very little time with him during the week. And we weren't out doing a lot of things together. We sat down and mapped out our entire week, and we agreed on a set number of hours to spend together.
Yeah.
During our free time hours, I play video games and he builds, fixes PCs.
You know, it's important to have your, like, your hobbies too and your own time for what you guys enjoy. Like, if your hobby is, because there are people that are really serious video gamers out there, and there's people who are really serious furniture restoration people.
Yeah.
Etc. That they have hobbies that take up a lot of time, or hunting or fishing. You know, it's important to have those things, but it's also super important to find balance in whatever your hobby is. That could be an entirely another talk.
And I think, like, the video game thing, as I've gotten older, I've moved on from video games. Mostly.
You kind of do your, like,
phases.
Your phases, but yeah.
Back in the day, I'll just give you an example. There was a game called Destiny. And you would, like, link up, right? With people around, your buddies.
Okay.
We'd all be on our little headsets. Gamer LaFlamme here.
Yeah.
Right? And every day, they would have new challenges for you and your team to, like, complete to get different weapons. So, it, like, they're doing their job to get you back into the game playing, right? So it is like an addiction thing, right?
Right.
Okay, I need to just go on. It'll take 1 hour to go through and beat this mission level to get this purple rare.
And then there's a cliffhanger, right? Once you've accomplished that mission, isn't there like, oh, now you got to do the next thing?
And there was like weekly goals, daily goals, and like daily raids and like, so there was things that you could always come on and it was always new. So I could see how, like, people that are into video games and somebody that's not is like, why are you always playing this damn video game? And I think, I think the games are still like that now.
I'm sure.
I haven't played Call of Duty forever, but I'm sure Warzone, you know, it's like that today, but that's just a tidbit there.
I had one more that reminded me of that.
Okay.
This is from the perspective of a 14-year-old.
All right. You want me to read it or you got it?
No.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I'll read it because I'm interested to hear. Yeah, I found it, so I'll read it. Okay. Am I the asshole for wanting more screen time during the summer? Okay, so I want to keep this short. I'm on the phone, so blah, blah, blah. I also don't know if this is really an am I the asshole situation. It's more like, am I in the wrong? I hope I am posting it in the right place. Sorry if I'm not. So, I am a 14-year-old boy who loves to play on my Xbox. I love to play many video games with my friends. On the contrary, my mom hates me being on video games. Before quarantine, this was fine. We had a nice deal of me not going on the Xbox on school days, and I would play on the weekend. Once quarantine started, I naturally went on more often. She did not like this, so we made a deal. I would go on 4 hours on the weekend and 3 hours on weekdays. All my friends would always be on longer than me, but this was still fine. Now that it's summer, I came up with this proposal. I want to be on 5 hours on the weekend and 4 hours on the weekday. To me, this makes sense. I would be able to play with my friends more often, but she didn't like it. So I, like always, made a compromise. I would take one day off every week. Now she still doesn't like it. She reads articles that say my headphones cause radiation and that screen time hurts your brain.
Lord.
I've read articles and done my research and I don't think that it's that bad. I just love talking and playing with my friends. Now I'm mad because she's limiting my social life. I understand where she's coming from, but I still want more time. So I ask you, Reddit or Matt, Am I an entitled kid or am I right? I just really want another point of view. What's your first impression of this kid in general?
He's like a rule follower. And
I was really kind of impressed with this kid going to Reddit and asking the question. And it seems like he's been having the conversations with his mom.
Yeah, I think that is well suited for him. Very sounds professional. It's weird. Compromising and shit. Just don't tell her, dude. Jokes.
Not great advice.
Jokes. All right.
What do you want to tell this 14-year-old kid? Real life.
So, I mean, it is summertime. Every day you want to play for 4 hours. So let's call it weekdays. You're up to 20 hours. Add.
Plus 10 hours total on the weekends then.
10 hours total on the weekends. So like 30 hours a week. I mean, that's a lot. I also understand it's summertime. So I just think that's probably a lot in my brain. I'm trying to like think back. Mm-hmm. And I can say, I played a lot of video games when I was young, but that's a lot.
Mm. What do you think about it being his social outlet?
Well, I think times have also changed, right? When I was playing a lot of video games, they were role-playing games and stories. Like you played it in a game like that was like 100 hours in total. And it would take me probably months to like finish.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I could keep going.
Keep going.
I also think the mom, from a social aspect, like it's changed, right? Mm-hmm. So now you can connect. Like when I was 14, like I don't know what year that would put us at, but 2000s. It would be 2000. So I did not have a headset at that point in time. I think it was like probably just coming out. Mm-hmm. So like, we didn't link up and talk. Like if we wanted to play games together, like
you'd have to like bring your Xbox over or whatever. You'd have to bring your
Xbox over to somebody's house or
set it up, bring another TV.
Yeah.
And people did that.
Yeah. Have a LAN
party.
Do
they still do that?
Where you have like six TVs and then you're like putting sheets up in your house in your basement. Yeah.
Like even in college, people were doing that.
Yeah. I don't think that's happening. It's
probably not happening anymore. Oh,
so I think that's probably for a lot of kids, that is their social life right now. Mm-hmm. Where I think that you need to mix it up. You need to go out and like, hey, go to the mall. Go
outside. Well, he's
not old enough to drive, but have your parents bring you to the skateboard park, the ski hill. Go and try to pick up girls. You know, whatever it might be.
Okay. Yep. All right. So.
Just saying.
I mean, yeah. Okay, so top comment then. Not the asshole. Quite frankly, I'd be pissed too, but she clearly wants what's best for you. And OP replies, I know she does, but I just feel like if my time is spent the right way, it would be fine. All I really want to do is hang out with my friends.
He should go and hang out with a friend and they can play split screen. She'll never know.
There was one that I thought was really good.
And the mom seems a little bit overbearing as well. On like the headphones give you radiation. And so does the microwave and your cell phone and everything else, your Tupperware. We're all going to die of cancer eventually.
All right. So I'm ignoring those comments.
Okay.
And I'm moving on. Honestly, you sound like a great kid and the way you write just shows how much you respect your mom. I also felt that. Mm-hmm. I personally think that 3 hours a day and 4 hours on the weekends playing video games is good enough, but I understand where you're coming from and some people need more time socializing than others. And we can't ignore the fact that we are, and this was during quarantine. We're all in quarantine and there's a bit of cabin fever and we need to find ways to escape it. There are no assholes here, but if you really want more screen time, maybe you should talk with your mom, pick up an extra chore for an hour of video games. Just try and bargain with her, but don't be pushy. He said, oh, thank you so much. I'll try to bargain. No, that wasn't the one I was looking for though.
Oh, I also want to know what his routine is throughout the week. What's he doing during the summer? Other than just being at home, like, does his mom work? when I was 14, I mean, I was probably staying up till 2, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning at times, like watching movies and hanging out with friends and talking on the actual phone.
Sorry, I'm so distracted because there is this one thing I wanted to read, and maybe
You find it.
I think it might be this.
Okay.
Okay. Not the asshole. I have an 18-year-old stepson. He doesn't power game all that often, but when he does, I don't get to spend time with him. The last time he went in a game hole for about a week, I told him I told him I missed him, but that was it. I didn't guilt him further. I just wanted him to know I love and miss spending time with him. Your mom might be missing you too. She's in quarantine also. She might lighten up if you help cook dinner and watch a movie or TV show when you're not gaming.
They're out of quarantine, by the way.
Okay. This was the one. All right. They said, not the asshole. I'm 34, so coming from a similar age-ish perspective, and still play games basically every day. Not as much, obviously, but I get some time every night after my son is in bed. I started going hard around your age or a bit earlier. My mom never limited me, and I did almost nothing but go to school and play games for a long time. I would have definitely been mad if she had given me limits. But looking back, I definitely should have played less. It definitely hurt me socially and probably physically. 3 to 4 hours a day is pretty reasonable and honestly generous as far as most parents go.
Yeah. Find a sport to play. Get involved. Make other friends. Build a different social circle. Doesn't mean you need to give up your gaming buddies.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
It doesn't have to be sport either. Like, it could be a...
any sort of interest in hobby.
Yeah.
Learn new things.
Join the drama club or something.
Yeah. I mean... I just learned skiing.
You were in speech.
I was in speech.
I was in DECA.
You were in DECA.
There you go.
I played tennis every other year, though. Because I was so terrible. Then I'd quit. And then I'd forget how bad I was. And my friends would be like, come, join tennis. So I would. And then I'd remember, oh, this is why I quit. I did that 3 times.
Brutal.
There's hope for us non-athletic people out there.
Oh.
I enjoyed mm-hmm. some other things. We did martial arts together, and most recently I did a skiing lesson, and the guy called me, my instructor called me athletic, and I was like, I do yoga.
It's big props. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what do you think? Are we did we find any compromise with screens?
No.
I don't know. Less is better, I think.
Less is better. I agree.
As far as like raising kids and maybe when you are with other people, less is better so that mm-hmm. you can actually have conversations and be connected. And I will try not to scroll on my phone when we are doing road trips.
So we almost forgot.
What? What did we almost forget?
You need to get on your phone and pull up your screen time.
I don't know how to do that. And I don't know if it's truly accurate. Because sometimes the kids are using my phone and yours.
Well, we'll just take the hours of YouTube out. You have a daily average?
What's yours?
My daily average is 2 hours and 18 minutes.
No. Oh, wow. Mine's 4 hours and 31 minutes. I'm terrible. This is why I feel addicted. Look at all these things that you can do, though. If you just like, if you've got an iPhone and you just in the search thing type in screen time, you can set time limits for apps, communication limits, set limits based on contacts.
All right. Cool.
Ready for another one?
Oh, you got one that?
Yeah. I saved all of these while you were driving us home from our road trip and I was scrolling on my phone and you were secretly thinking, oh, I just wish you would talk to me.
All right. That's a good one.
That was supposed to be a joke. Apparently, I'm not very funny.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Am I the asshole for letting my niece watch TV when she comes from a no screen time household? My sister and brother-in-law work in the medical field and twice a month have to work on weekends when their daycare is closed. A while back, I offered to watch my niece on those days as I work a typical 9 to 5 and have weekends off. My 4-year-old niece is an awesome kiddo and I love spending time with her. My sister insists on paying me despite me saying not to. I only declined money in the beginning because my niece is so go with the flow. I can take her to run errands and she'll be quiet. She's well behaved. We play, we bake, etc. The one rule my sister has is no screen time. They don't have a TV in their home, and my niece has only watched a few hours of Netflix here and there when they've gone on flights. But for the most part, nothing else. I have never shown her TV in my house. I have tons of activities for her to do. We don't need screen time to have fun. However, I had a stressful week and a migraine on and off, on top of going through a terrible breakup. I honestly wasn't up to watching my niece, but I knew my sister and brother-in-law have no backup care, so I figured I could suck it up. At first, we did our usual errands, but they completely drained me. When we got back, I tried to do some crafts with her, but could barely handle it. After lunch, I eventually asked my niece if she wanted to cuddle on the couch, and she said yes. I put on Disney Plus to keep her occupied, and she loved it. We both ended up taking a nap on the couch. My sister came to pick up my niece and found us both knocked out on the couch with the TV on. She didn't say anything, just thanked me, took my niece, and left. A few hours later, she told me it was absolutely unacceptable that my niece was watching TV and that I had completely disrespected her parenting. I tried to explain and she said, "I understand, I've been there, but you could have given her a separate quiet activity while you chilled on the couch." I tried to say one afternoon of TV won't kill her, and my sister reiterated that it shouldn't happen again and told me if it did, she'd hire a sitter that could respect her parenting. That was pretty hurtful to me, and I said she was being pretty controlling. She told me not to worry about watching my niece the next day and she'd find other arrangements. She has to think about me babysitting my niece in the future. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not.
She did go against her, she agreed no screen time and she went against that.
Sounds like it's a pretty consistent situation they got going on, that this mm-hmm. aunt is watching her niece on a consistent basis.
Right.
And a Disney movie, in my opinion, okay, it's fine. Like no screen time, no screen time. A Disney movie isn't going to kill the kid. Or do really any damage when, hey, as a parent, I'd be like, okay, if my sister or brother was watching one of our kids, mm-hmm. be like, okay, like I realize that this never happens. Our kids aren't coming home saying, oh yeah, we watched The Little Mermaid. We watched right. Stitch.
Right.
Like it doesn't happen. So clearly there was some circumstances that led to this. And hey, you being sick, like, how are you? Are you okay? How are you mm-hmm. feeling? Like, what's going on? Like, hey, kid, like, oh, that was a really awesome treat that you got to watch that. But did you even finish the movie or did you fall asleep on the couch? Because you guys were mm-hmm. like cuddling and the sister found them sleeping on the couch. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems a little extreme and a big overreaction on my end.
You feel like the mom should have been more understanding about the circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then to have a house with a no screen time, I'm really curious to know how old the niece is. Did I miss that?
Yeah, four.
Four.
They did good. They're doing good.
I miss ages a lot when we read these.
Yeah, she's four. Emmett's age.
That's tough. I don't know what.
Did you hear how well behaved they mentioned she is?
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre.
So well behaved. I totally notice that when our kids get screen time that they are monsters. And that's part of the reason why it drives me nuts when.
I mean, socially, how are they going to fit in? Oh,
honestly. They will fit in. They will fit in.
Anyways, just complete fine. Overreaction. This aunt should get an award, a medal. Okay, And the mom can go out and hire somebody else. And I guarantee that kid is going to end up watching TV at some point.
But what if it wasn't screen time? What if it was something else that was just a parenting decision? What if it was...
type of food.
Sure. Yep. Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. So, like, what if it was like, hey, my kid is vegetarian. That's what they eat. And then... they're like, yep, we'll feed them vegetarian food. And then, it, you know, it's not any health thing. It's not going to kill them. But, oh, I just didn't have any vegetarian options in the house and I was really tired and I'm feeling sick. So I gave the child, you know, some meat because that's all I had. Like, is that, I know it's maybe not apples to apples, maybe apples to oranges, but it's kind of like the whole point is, well, she kind of disrespected a parenting decision that she had agreed to when you're watching someone else's kid.
I feel as if you're a parent, you're going to bring your kid to somebody else's house and you're going to enforce a diet of strict diet of X.
People don't consider that strict. It's very common to be vegetarian in many places of the world.
Sure. Maybe true. But then you should be supplying enough food for the week or however many days that person has to watch that child.
Okay. So we're getting a little into the weeds here. So my point being, okay.
I get it.
Yes. You've agreed to a specific parenting thing.
Again. Circumstances.
Here's my opinion. I think that communication could have been better. I think that perhaps sister would have been reasonable if she would have given her sister a call and been like, hey, I am exhausted. I would just like to watch a movie here because I've had a migraine and I just cannot. Is that okay? And if she had that phone call and that communication, you know, maybe her sister would have been like, hey, yeah, you know what? That's fine. Or maybe her sister would have been like, you know, we really would prefer not, but you're sick. It takes a lot to watch a kid. I am going to call out from work early and I will come and pick her up. Right. Cause that's kind of the option.
Yeah.
To have that communication. So I think that's how it could have been handled better. Because I think if you're watching someone's kid, you really should do your very best to follow.
Fair enough.
Known parenting.
Yeah.
Decisions, because it's not your kid.
I agree. That's fair. Maybe she should have called. Like, maybe I'm just brushing it off because I don't think it's a big deal
at all. Yep. But what's not a big deal to you, it might be a big deal to somebody else.
Crazy people.
No.
I'm joking.
You're going to get us canceled.
No, I'm not. I'm kidding.
All right.
We're good?
You run it by Morgan.
Okay. I think this is good.
Yeah, this was fun.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning into another episode of Midwest Married. Please follow, subscribe.
Thanks for being with us as we spilled the tea. This is actual tea this time, too.
All right. There we go.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.